Okay, so let's start. We are very pleased to welcome Professor Froment, the first speaker of the afternoon. He is from University of Bretagne Sud, and he's going to talk about MegaWeb. So Professor Froment, you have 20 minutes.
Okay, thanks a lot. So let's talk about MegaWeb. I will begin with an overview. After that, I will give you some example of release modulus, and I will end my talk by with an example of module source. So, the overview, beginning with some basic concepts. So, why MegaWeb? So, the main goals of MegaWeb are to help researchers to write codes on signal processing and image analysis, and to facilitate the sharing of codes between researchers, as well as to enable some reproducible research. So how could we attain these goals? So here are some main ideas behind MegaWeb. The first one is to code an algorithm in what we will call a module, using the C language, without worry about input and output. So what I call here input and output, it can be an image, a signal, but for example, also some parameters you want to set in your algorithm. The interface code is automatically generated depending on the context. So it can be, for example, a function of a library. So you will be able to call this function from another module. It can be also a standalone program in order to run this program as a command, using the command line. And this includes also automatic generation of documentation. Of course, this excludes description of the algorithm. So far, we still have to write something to explain how the algorithm is working and the math behind that. So let's talk about the history of MegaWeb. So MegaWeb has a long history, starting at the end of the 80s with MegaWeb 1. So actually, I developed MegaWeb 1 in the beginning of my PhD thesis in the CERMAT at Paris-Dauphine University. So I have to say that at that time, so we had only one computer able to display images, a Sun workstation, and without any software. I mean, the only software we had coming with the system was a C compiler. Following Kernighan and Ricci, not an NCC compiler. So this explains maybe a lot of the development of the further development of MegaWeb. After a while, in 1994, we started with MegaWeb 2, still in the CERMAT, and I have to say that at that time we made the choice for the kernel not to be open. So it was a closed kernel, and the user had to ask for a license in order to use it. So the license was free. You just had to send a registration form. So we made the choice in order to have a list of users. But the bad part of that is that we had to supply binaries for different computers and operating system. So we supported HPUX, Spark, Sun OS 4, and after that Solaris, as well as SDI IOX 5. And beginning with version 2 of MegaWeb 2, so in the year 2000, we changed the license for a completely open one. So the kernel began to be fully open. So there were there was no more to send a registration form. And I have also to say that the supporting labs now was the CMLR, so Yannis Cachan, just because of the moves of the Jean-Michel Morel's team to this lab. And so we had also a code to support Linux i386 processor. Lionel Moisan also joined the team, and he integrates a lot of new modules. And so the last version, the last release version is pretty old now. So it's the version is 3, and it was released in 2007, and we changed the preprocessor, for example, for a like one in order to remove a lot of incompatibility issues. So we didn't realize official version of MegaWave since 2007, but we are still working on some version. For example, Nicolas Limaret has done some work in order to revise the system to use and to follow common standards. And I have a personal version which, for example, support 64 bits processors. So maybe let me tell about the name MegaWave. Why is this name MegaWave? So you may consider that the first code that we have written was about wavelet transform. And in the late 80s, the prefix mega was associated with a large number of large amount of power. So maybe today we should call it MegaWave petawave or something like that. But actually, the truth is out there. If you want to know the true origin of the name MegaWave, I have to say that this name was chosen by Jean-Michel Morel in reference to this comic book, La Marque Jaune, from Edgar P. Jacobs. And in this comic, you have this book, The MegaWave, written by Dr. Wade. But actually, this book is unfortunately sold out now, but where you can learn that the MegaWave is a wave that can take control of the human brain. So if after that you still want to use MegaWave, so, I mean, you know the truth and it's up to you. Okay, let me talk about people who contributed to MegaWave. So, of course, Jean-Michel Morel, as he's in charge of the image team at the CEREMAD and then at the CMLR, is primarily responsible for everything, for all. So myself, I created MegaWave 1 and then MegaWave 2, and I try more or less to keep the system up to date. And Lionel Moisan is in charge of collecting and updating modules and is right now the main contributor in research modules. But over the year, more than 30 researchers contributed in MegaWave 2 by writing modules. So that's a lot of people implicated to MegaWave. And who is using MegaWave or who had used MegaWave? In total, I can say that more than 100 university and public or private research centers had used sometimes MegaWave. And MegaWave is still using in some university to teach, for teaching at master's level. So let me talk a little bit about some current issues. So of course, the edges of MegaWave may represent some disadvantages. For example, it does not use current standards and tools of open source software. The C is still the Carnegie Ricci, it's not the NCC. We don't use, for example, CMake, but only make files to generate the code and so on. And this morning we talked about the generic programming. And of course, by using C and not C++, we are not using generic programming in the MegaWave. And also, let me say a little bit about IPOL, where I believe you know the IPOL project. And this project may decrease the value of using MegaWave, because one of the goals of MegaWave was to enable reproducible research. Being an online journal, IPOL offers the best answer to reproducible research. But MegaWave offers still a present environment to generate standard source code. So you may, for example, adapt MegaWave such that it can generate standard code to follow IPOL guidelines. At last but not least, the most critical issue is probably in human resources. Okay, let me talk a little bit about what is included in MegaWave. So MegaWave is composed of three main parts, a set of commands to manage the overall system. So this is documented in the volume one, the MegaWave to users guide. A library of functions to facilitate writing of new modules. So this is documented in the volume two, MegaWave 2 system library. And so the library of modules. So in the last release version in 2007, you have more or less 350 documented modules. As I said, they can be called by another modulus or as a standalone command. So this is documented in the volume three, MegaWave 2 users modulus library. Okay, let me show you some example of released modules. So the goal here is not to describe the algorithm, but just to give you an idea about the variety of modules that are included in the released version. Okay, so I just decompose such example in four sets. Some are related to Fourier and Weyl transform, to curve and level lines representation and application, to image and signaling filtering, and to other fetish detection. Okay, so we have, of course, the classical FFT in 1D and 2D, and some algorithm to change the Fourier representation and to reconstruct. So this is an example of FFT 2D view module. Each time I write the name of the author of this module, but of course, this name, this person, maybe not the one who invented the algorithm. So you can play with the Fourier representation. For example, you can do image rotation and translation using Fourier interpolation. So this is a module FFT-WOT that is doing that. You can do image zooming with a very famous zero padding of the Fourier transform. You can do a phase randomization. Okay, so if you apply it the first time, then you get a texture, and you get another texture, but which looks like the previous one if you apply one more time the phase randomization. You can do, of course, the very famous Wiener filtering. So we have also the different kind of wavelet transform implemented in MegaWave. So this is an example using BioWave 2, that's the bi-orthogonal wavelet transform, applied here in using three levels. We have also wavelet packets decomposition. Here you have a 2D wavelet packet decomposition using one of the different possible tree. So let me switch now to give you some example of curves and level lines representation and their application. Beginning with geometric affine scale space of curves. So this module called GAS implements this evolution equation. And it is used to nicely smooth a curve. Here you have an example of a curve. And here the result when you apply this evolution equation. So you have a generalized curve shutting flow of a curve. This is a kind of generalization of the previous equation, and which also is doing some smoothing in the curve. But for example, here you have a little peak, and it has been removed here, and it was not removed in the previous using the previous equation. So it is based on some computation on the array of the curve. After that, you have a set of algorithms which are related to the a contrario approach, like this one, F-Aline, which detects meaningful alignment in an image. So here you have the input image, here the alignment. You can want to detect still with a contrario approach maximal meaningful alignment. Here is the result with using a building, I guess, from this campus. You may want to extract meaningful contrasting level lines. So using LL Boundaries 2, here is the result. You may want to extract maximal meaningful edges here. Of course, our module, as I said before, are documented, and you have reference to the original article. So if you want to know more about this algorithm, please see the inside documentation and the corresponding paper, published paper. Grain filter. So the grain filter is based on the fast level set transform, and he just remove level set with a small error. That's because we talk about grain filter, and it can be applied, for example, here to remove impulse noise in your image. You have also algorithm about image disocclusion, which are called also in painting, image in painting. So here you have a scratch line, and it has been removed. So still based on level line. And so now we are switching on some different kind of modulus about image and signal filtering. Beginning with affine morphological scale space and mean curvature motion, so the corresponding evolution equation are here. And so you can apply this equation still, for example, to denoise an image. You can implement also the affine morphological scale space as a stack filter, so using level lines. So there is an implementation of the reading shock filter, which corresponds to this evolution equation. You can do image denoising by TV minimization. So you probably know that there are a lot of different minimization schemes using TV. So we have different modulus depending on the algorithm you want to apply to minimize the TV. This one is one of the first ones using a simple relaxation algorithm. With TV minimization, you can do image deblowing, okay, like here. Okay, you can mix TV minimization and wavelets to do signal or image restoration. Here, an example with a signal. We denoise this signal. Okay, you can apply the famous non-local means image denoising. Okay, and okay, let me talk about some other feature detection, the famous Canny edge detector, the Harris corner detector. You can do image segmentation using the energy on Mumford and Shaw. And you can apply that using a multi-scale version for texture segmentation. Okay, so let me end with an example of module source. So the algorithm here will be very simple. I just want to compute a convolution in the Fourier domain. So you have two inputs, a gray level image in and the real kernel filter, and you have an output out. The hat means Fourier transform, and we just want to compute this formula. Okay, so as I said before, modules are writing in C language, and so that's C with a header, encapsulated header that you have here, which describe basically input and output. So input and output are here in the usage line. So white arrow means input, And left arrow means output. You can add, although this is not the case here, but you can add some option in the usage line. And you have some other field to give the name, the version, and function. And so you have here the function. And okay, so you can read the code. It's not very complicated. So we compute some, we made some verification, some checking about image size. Here we compute the FFT. And we are doing the multiplication in the Fourier domain here. And we compute the inverse FFT. And we return the computed image. So I guess that's time to finish. So I thank you. So
thank you very much, Professor Froment. So maybe one really quick question. But I've got a really, really stupid one. But is the 64 bytes version, why is it only your personal version? Why is it not public one?
Yes, I can give you if you ask me. But at that time, okay, it's not really. So it does not appear in the Mega website. If somebody here wants this version, I can give you. So we plan to do a new site, a new internet site, website, to put the last version, but actually it's not done.
Okay. Again, thank you very much.